with the power of nature.
What a way to start off the week. We got John Edwards. We got cybersecurity. You know my saga with this. In fact, we just had something happen over the weekend. And postal reform, the name of the game coming out of Washington. We always talk to the true insiders inside the Beltway, Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News. Hey, Victoria, Monday's over. We're into Tuesday. That's the good news, I guess.
The good news. One down, so many to go. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, speaking of one down, what's the scoop on postal reform? I thought it was a done deal. You know, we're broke, we're bleeding, and it's about saving the post office, so why not cut out Saturday delivery? But I guess that's not the name of the game in D.C.
Well, this is fascinating because, you know, everybody thought it was going to happen. Now, there are going to be amendments offered on Tuesday. Could be 20 amendments, could be as many as 38 amendments offered, who knows. Some may be to save Saturday, some may be to get rid of Saturday delivery. But at the moment, the way the deal is, they keep Saturday delivery for two more years. Even though the Postmaster General says get rid of Saturday delivery, the polling shows the public's in favor of getting rid of it, and it saves about $3 billion a year.
Yeah, so I can think of...
But they were chickens.
Yeah. Yeah, I can think of 3 billion reasons why to do that, especially with the cry to save money and to save it and where we're headed with the Internet. I mean, give me a break. So in other words, there's going to be more maneuvering on this. This could drag out a little bit, at least through the week, right, or the first day or two.
Well, this is what's interesting, because they'd like to get the vote, the actual vote tomorrow night, no later than that. But if it drags, then the problem for the violence against women reauthorization, which is also supposed to happen this week, is that maybe it doesn't happen. They'd like to get both those big items done this week, and they've got to get postal reform done. So the ideal thing is get postal reform done Tuesday. That could push into Wednesday. Then there's not very much time because there's a recess next week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And the recess is what? Is it a week?
1 week.
Yeah. So if they don't do that, then that gets pushed down the road even further. Yeah, and that's the name of the game in Washington, as you know. It's all about planning or not planning.
Yeah.
All right, so we move on. We'll see what happens, whether they have that vote tomorrow night or not. We move on to something that I think affects all of us. The listeners to America Tonight, Victoria, know that I was hacked into, and somebody said I was being kidnapped and I was in London. You'll appreciate that. I was kidnapped and I was enjoying some tea somewhere in London, and they needed money because everybody that was on my list got notes for that. And then we just had some copper thieves hack into where the servers were, and that shut down our Internet for a couple of days. And of course, they're two very different things. But cybersecurity is big on everyone's radar, what to do, what not to do, that kind of thing. And I guess the White House is pushing for something on this front, correct?
Yeah, there are cybersecurity bills coming up in the House this week, although they'll end up in the Senate, which has its own ideas about them. And the House is expected to approve what's called CISPA, which is the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, this week. And the idea of that is to help companies beef up their defenses against hackers who steal business secrets and rob you of your financial info and generally wreak havoc. What it does is it tears down legal barriers that discourage companies from sharing data about cyber attacks. But the concern is, and this is the White House concern and some Senate Democrats, they say that there aren't tough enough privacy protections. And it just doesn't meet minimum security standards. And, in fact, Senator Joe Lieberman and Susan Collins have a bill that they say does that, and the White House is backing that bill.
Yeah, so it's the issue of privacy and what happens, and if that kicks in, then that could really change the Internet in the next couple of months, probably by July, I would think.
Yes, enormously. It could make a huge difference, huge.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of changes, John Edwards finally back in a courtroom. Of course, he's not trying anything. He's being tried. And you covered John Edwards, certainly when he was on the Hill and when he was running for president. When all this stuff broke about him, were you surprised by that? Have you ever heard anything about John Edwards and misbehaving?
No. No, always just heard that he was devoted to Elizabeth. I mean, I think that was the thing that shocked us all. You know, you'd heard that he was devoted to Elizabeth, and then you got this, and it was a bit of a shaker to us all. That, oh, okay, so I guess not. You know, it didn't happen quite like that. So, that shook everybody up. But this is a really interesting case, and it gets a bit too in the weeds for me, and particularly since I'm not at all sure that he's going to be tried in a fair way. But it's really all about campaign finance law. Mm. But I suspect that if he gets convicted, he may get convicted for being a cad.
You know what? That's exactly what I think. The trial really is about campaign finance, because that's what he's accused of, violating finance laws by supposedly using $925,000 from that wealthy couple, the campaign donors, to hide his mistress and then the newborn baby and all that stuff from the media. But you're right. It could really deep down come down to the fact of what he ultimately did. And I'll tell you, he's a lawyer, so he decided, you know this, he decided to roll the dice, kept insisting that he didn't do this, and that's why he's in court right now.
Exactly. Yeah. He thinks it's worth rolling the dice on this, which is a huge risk, but he is a trial lawyer. He is a risk taker.
Yeah. We'll see how this turns out. I think it's going to be a tough road for him. We'll see. We'll see. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This hour of ATM, we have it all. Bribery, scandals, courtroom drama, the Dow dropping again because of shaky Europe. What did I tell you? Why do we care what's going on in Europe? Because it affects what's in your wallet and my purse. And we're only getting started. Oh, my, oh, my. Speaking of scandals, we're going to dive into this whole Walmart thing. And would you believe that China has been offered, supposedly by Tehran, the knowledge of our drones? They're trying to give China the technology. We might as well forget it. They're just going to try to build those suckers and turn it around, I guess, and use it on us. In the meantime, while George Zimmerman is out on bail and is kind of like, where's Waldo, which is the idea, since there are a whole bunch of death threats that are from coast to coast on his head. It's just the truth. Every day they say massive amounts of death threats are leveled at this guy, and he's the shooter in the Trayvon Martin case, so he's out on bail. Who knows where he is, somewhere in hiding. While that's going on, the police chief in Sanford wanted to resign, and the board rejected it. They said, nah, we're not ready to go there, so they rejected his resignation. That place is like a powder keg that has already had its fuse lit, but it's ready to explode once this trial moves forward. Luckily, court cases are kind of like snails. The documents trickle in one by one by one. So I think that this is going to take some time, maybe 9 months to a year. They got to go through that whole jury thing and all those pre-trial motions and all that sort of stuff. Speaking of courtrooms and showdowns, we got a bunch of them next. Arizona versus the federal government. Roger Clemens versus Andy Pettit and the truth. John Edwards versus campaign finance reform. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
To wait in line here on America Tonight. We can just go right through the doors of the courtroom and bang down some of the most fascinating things that are happening across America. Things I think that you will find interesting, part of the buzz in the backyard. If for no other reason, you can shake your head and say, "I knew he was a bad guy. I knew they were wrong." Can we hear that again? Boop, boop. Anybody recognize that? Ba-dum-bum. I think I said it wrong. If you're a fan of Law & Order, that's what that sound is. That's where it comes from. I was a huge fan of Law & Order. I watched all those different district attorneys over the years. In fact, there was an engineer when I worked in New York at WFAN, and he and I used to compare notes. Did you see that episode? Did you see what happened on that episode? Because remember, it's all ripped from the headlines. All right, so speaking of ripped from the headlines, I mean, does it get any better than this? It's just crazy. Let's start with John Edwards. John Edwards, so smug, so arrogant, running for president while he was fooling around with Ryle Hunter, the blonde woman who bore his child under the guise that she was videotaping for a documentary, Edwards' run in 2008 to become the commander-in-chief. So here's the deal. He paid her a bunch of money that he got from, you know, his PACs. So was the money dumped in there kind of as hush money so Elizabeth Edwards wouldn't find out what was going on, which, of course, she was riddled with cancer at the time. She was on the campaign circuit, even off on her own, talking about how great her husband was. And John Edwards could have bailed out of this. He could have taken a plea. He could have copped to something. He could have easily not gone through a trial. But instead, he decided that he is right. He's done nothing wrong, as he said, nothing wrong. So what's interesting about this case is a couple of things. One, campaign finance is definitely on trial here, as Victoria and I were just talking about, without a doubt, because can they nail him? There were two wealthy folks who dumped a bunch of money into the campaign. One, Benny Melton, 101-year-old heiress to a massive fortune. She's 101 now. And then Fred Barron, another Texas millionaire who dumped a bunch of money in, too. And supposedly, allegedly, these two were really ponying up money to help Edwards to keep everything intact, keep everything quiet, keep a lid on it. So the potential witnesses, Kate Edwards, his daughter, is listed as a potential witness. Also, Ryle Hunter, who I mentioned, the blonde, the mistress who bore his child. Remember her national, the National Enquirer ended up winning a Pulitzer for uncovering the story. They had the story first, and everybody else followed the lead after them. Also on the witness list, Anthony Young, who was his aide, the aide that Edwards supposedly told to pretend, could you just pretend you're the father of the baby, and then we can kind of try to wipe this all away. He's embroiled in a big lawsuit with Ryle Hunter over some alleged sex tapes. It's all very tawdry. Sounds like a Lifetime kind of B movie. You might tune in, or you might be walking in your house, and the spousal unit is watching, and you say, what's this? But this is real stuff. And then the 100-year-old Bunny Melton might have to testify. That would be interesting. And the other rich Texas guy. Here's what I think. I think Edwards, who's now been called the master manipulator in the opening to this case, I think if they can prove it, if they can really prove where the money fell, he gets time. He does time for this, and he'll be on the cover of Time magazine once that happens. So his name will be out there, but he will be behind bars. I don't think he beats this. I really, really don't think so. People were furious in the whole Elizabeth Edwards thing. She was ill, and she stood by his side, and that whole thing, whether or not you want to believe it, it plays into it, because try to find an impartial jury in this case. I don't think they're gonna have a tough time finding one. He disappointed just way too many people. All right, now the next one that we're going to go to, and you might disagree, by the way, and you can throw in your two cents. So I don't want to leave you out of this discussion. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So did Edwards break the law to hide his pregnant gal pal videographer who ultimately had his child who he had to admit to? If he is convicted on all 6 felony misdemeanor counts against him, he could face up to 30 years in prison. I don't think he would do that much time, but he would do a bunch of time without a doubt. How stupid on John Edwards' part. So we move from that to Roger Clemens. There is kind of a common theme here. Roger Clemens, I interviewed him twice in my career. He was very nice to me the 2 times I interviewed him, but we were specifically talking about baseball and how well he was pitching at the time for the New York Yankees. And now Roger Clemens, of course, pitching for no one other than pitching his innocence, saying he didn't do any kind of steroids whatsoever, and it's going to be his word against one of his former best friends. I think what happened here is Roger Clemens didn't want to say when he was talking to Congress, when he was sworn in, I don't think he wanted to cop to the fact that, yes, in fact, he had done steroids, a form of steroids, because, you know, that's not specifically what it is, but it was an illegally banned substance, which is steroids. So, and Andy Pettit apologized, said he was sorry that he did it, ended up getting a huge contract afterwards to still continue to pitch with the Yankees. No harm, no foul. People forgave him, and he moved on. Roger Clemens didn't do that, however, and so now he finds himself in this predicament where people are wondering what's going on with this surefire Hall of Famer. I mean, he had an easy road to the Hall of Fame. It really was only going to be a question of what cap does he wear? You know, what do they put on his plaque in Cooperstown? Was he going to wear a Yankees cap? Was he going to wear a Boston cap? Or was he going to do something else? So anyway, HGH is what we're talking about. And he's saying that he didn't tell Pettit any of this kind of stuff, that it was just all a mistake. There's something's wrong here. We'll see if that stands up. In fact, here's Roger Clemens in his own words. Maybe not. Roger Clemens is suddenly silent again. He won't even come on our show and say that Andy Pettit is full of it. Oh, I think he's there. He was a little nervous. Here he is.
I don't believe I had a conversation in 2005 with him in Kissimmee, Florida. We'd have been with the Houston Astros at the time. But I don't remember that conversation whatsoever. I believe Andy has misheard Mr. Congressman on his comments about myself using HGH, which never happened.
So you did not tell Mr. Pettit that you use human growth hormone?
I did not.
All right, so he's sticking to that story, of course. And here we go again, second time around, is the second time not going to be the charm, as there are many prosecutors that are after the head of Roger Clemens. He used to be a little bit of a headhunter. This time his head is being hunted. And, of course, the last one, the Arizona immigration case at the Supreme Court, it puts the feds against the state, which is so ridiculous, and it waste a bunch of money. You know that the governor's take is, look, they won't enforce the law. We're screwed here in Arizona. What do you want us to do? The high court this Wednesday will hear this case. Lower courts have already said no to key parts of the law, but now the nine Supremes have the final say in this one. While Arizona is the only state involved in this week's case, the decision has nationwide implications. That's why wherever you're listening to me, you definitely care about this one. Just like when we're talking about health care, because you have Georgia, you have Alabama, you have several other states that are caught up in this same thing because they followed Arizona's lead in trying to implement their own individually tailored immigration laws. So we'll see what happens when the tables are turned here. Hang with us. Much more to come on America Tonight.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Battle here on America Tonight. Of the three cases I mentioned, Edwards, I think, is found guilty. Don't know how much time he gets, but I think he's going to serve some time. Roger Clemens, this time the prosecutors are really armed, and he may end up getting nabbed as well for lying to Congress. Could get a little bit of a slap on the wrist, do a little time, which would be wild to see that this guy who, as I said, was definitely on the road to being in the Hall of Fame, he would have been on everybody's first-time ballot. You know, you retire from baseball, 5 years you have to wait, and then the writers decide. He was in. He was in for sure. Now, who knows if in his lifetime he's even in, because he's part of that whole steroid crowd and the issue of performance-enhancing drugs and all of that. And it was all because of what happened when he went before Congress, which you just heard little snippets of that. The big court, the big behemoth case in front of the Supreme Court is the fact that now the Obama administration's really legal credibility is on the line big time, because you're talking about the state and the feds. And Jan Brewer, the governor, who said, you know, how can I not sign this into law when we cannot continue to do what we're doing, and we don't have anyone who's got our back, federal government. So the high court has to decide whether or not to hold up Arizona's law and not poke holes in it, because, as I said, it has big implications across the land. Because, you know, now you're talking about Arizona tailored an individual immigration law. So it turns immigration on its head again, illegal immigration, if you will, compared with the last battle, this is huge. And what the administration is saying, the Obama administration, because remember again, this is the feds versus the state of Arizona. They're challenging Arizona on the grounds that its immigration law was an overreach, was a vast overreach. In fact, in the government's brief, here's one little line from the government's brief. I want you to listen to this. Ready? The decision to admit, detain, or remove a particular alien depends not only on resource constraints, but on numerous other considerations that call for a decision maker to exercise sound judgment on behalf of the nation as a whole, according to a single standard, one standard for everybody. And the argument is Arizona is trying to use its own judgments on what they're calling sensitive standards. Here's the deal. The feds didn't do crap. They didn't do their job. They didn't enforce the laws. And Arizona decided they had enough, so they were going to push the envelope. And good for the governor for signing that law. Signing a law. I mean, the system is broke, for goodness sake. And who is paying for it? Who's paying the freight? Who's paying the money? Arizona. They can't afford it. It is killing them. Arizona is shouldering a big burden of our national problem of illegal immigration. Of course. Think of the border states. California, Texas, Arizona. It's nothing more than a delivery system at these border areas for the crossing back and forth. It's ridiculous. It's a wild cat and mouse game where we are losing big time. We are losing because we can't stop the flow correctly. You nab someone, you put them back, then they come back. We already know what's happening. And who pays? That's what I want to know. Who pays? It seems like it's now a running theme on this show. We pay. We pay again, the taxpayers. Why? Because the illegal immigration problem is wasting millions of state dollars. And we're talking about education, health care, and cutting into, in some cases, some of the state's job market. And the thing that really chaps me off, oh, the worst of all, is when Mexico's president, Felipe Calderon, has the nerve to stand a couple of years ago before both chambers of our legislative branch and call out Arizona. And then the idiots who represent us give him a standing ovation. Are you kidding me? Since when does Mexico have a big say in what's going on in the United States? Apparently they do. I just didn't really realize how much. So a ruling from the Supreme Court, just like health care, is not going to come until this summer. I mean, this is a big one, too. It's the same thing. I mean, this is a huge push from the Obama gang, their Justice Department, to intervene in state issues. And, you know, you have the voter ID laws. You have this immigration thing. So here's the deal. Does this all stop everybody temporarily, at least, dead in their tracks? Or does it open the floodgates, if you will, for more states to say, we're tired as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. We're going to challenge the federal authority because it's just not right. You don't have our back. You don't have our back. I know there has to be some that feel the same way I do. Or if you don't feel the same way I do, remember, I don't care what your stripes are, right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between, you are totally welcome on this show. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And because I have dug deep into this, meaning I've been with the Border Patrol, spent a week with them at the Juarez-El Paso border and saw what it was like there, I mean, it is. It does tear your heart out. I mean, it's a shame what goes on and how the coyotes, and I love that word, who are running just human trafficking, basically getting paid XYZ dollars. And if somebody dies stuffed into a truck, so be it. Poof. Just throw their body out in the desert. And that's why Arizona has a morgue. In fact, I think two of them, where you've got trucks, refrigerated trucks, that have bodies of Jane Doe's piled up and John Smith's. And it's very, very sad because they don't, what are they going to do? They don't know who they are. They have no identification, but they were left to just die or they were dead and they were thrown in the Arizona desert. That's the reality that people don't want to hear about. So the Supreme Court ruling is huge. Is there a chance that the Supreme Court goes the other way? Now, the American Civil Liberties Union is sickened by all this. They say the Arizona law is short-sighted. They say the law doesn't allow state police to weigh considerations like whether an immigrant is seeking asylum because they might face torture back home. And even though they might have permission to stay in the United States, Arizona law would actually subject them to questioning and detention is what they're saying. Then that's at odds with the federal law and what Congress wants. And, you know, here's the thing. It's always about that. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Everybody has a different story to tell. The bottom line is because, and this is truly it, and all of us know this, the bottom line is because people didn't do their job decades ago because there were laws. If the laws had been enforced decades ago, we wouldn't have this upended situation that we have in this country. And everybody also forgets about the fact that you have a lot of people who are waiting in line, who would love to come to America. The people who are sworn in as citizens and the joy on their face when they get that opportunity. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, let's talk about the golden goose. That's what I call illegal immigration, the federal government's golden goose. You know that in 1932, the first federal gasoline tax was created. Federal gasoline tax. Now, you know these illegals, they use gasoline, don't they?
Yes, they do.
When they go up to the gas pump, they are paying money straight to Washington, D.C. Now, when they need a hospital, though, they have to go to the state hospital. And then when their kids, they need education, it's the state that has to put them in there and pay for their education. If they, accidentally break a law or something, guess what? It's the state that has to put them in the jail. The state pays, all right, but the federal government takes in. That's why illegals are the golden goose for the federal government. And guess who controls the border?
The federal government. Border patrol agents, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Right? You make a very good point. You're right. What's the federal government's interest? Of course, they would knock you over with a feather if you suggested that, the ACLU, but you're absolutely right. There is a portion of that where it's about the money, where the money flows, and there's money there, and the money flows there. And, of course, the dealings with Mexico and Felipe Calderon as well. Hey, you know, we want to keep that money, the trade money flowing, so we don't want to insult the country. And we're insulting the country, Tomas, by saying, get out of our country, and... That is, in fact, part of the problem, too, as well. If you want to weigh in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com. That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Once again, if you want to weigh in here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. So the federal government says in one of its briefs that this is a very sensitive thing, and what the state is doing is not right. But what the federal government is doing is not right, because they're saying, you pay, I don't care, you pay, this is the way it is, too bad, so sad. In fact, somebody sent me something pretty interesting about the ACLU's take on it, and of course, what do you think the ACLU's take's going to be, because this is their baby, that this is inhumane, and how could you possibly do that? And, you know, I'm not suggesting, by the way, because now, who knows how many illegals we have in this country anyway, which now the PC word is undocumented workers. So I'm not suggesting that we go around and collect people up and think that we're just going to push everyone back over and say adios and that'll be it, because that hasn't worked anyway with rounding up, because that's what it is, rounding up illegals now. As I said, when I spent that time at the border, it was very eye-opening. It's not working on a day-to-day basis, so it certainly wouldn't otherwise. Then this idea of amnesty, I'm going to tell you something honestly. I did a deal where I had some people introduced me to some people who were in the country illegally, which is pretty easy because you can find lots of workers and others, and some of them very sweet, nice people. And I asked them through a translator. I speak some Spanish, un poquito or así así. I used to be fluent, but not as much anymore. And asked, would you pay, because there's this whole thing about amnesty, would you pay $10,000 and would you go back, get in line, and do what you have to do to get your pass, so to speak, to become an American citizen? And the three people in our unofficial poll that we talked to said, no, they would not. No, they would not. Senora, no. They would go back to Mexico. That's the idea, was that there was work in this country and they could get work and send the money back to the people back home. And that was the thing. We can't make this kind of money in Mexico, so we're going to make it here. Because, you know, really Mexico is the haves and the have-nots. There really is not much of a middle class in Mexico. Even maybe a little bit in Mexico City, but not really, not too much of it. So here's the scoop. You have people lining up, and trust me, Wednesday, you're going to see a wild crowd, I predict, at the Supreme Court, much bigger even than what we saw when I was there for the people that were for and against what was going on with Obamacare. You have, for example, an Arizona pastor who says the immigration law encourages racism. And his name is Luis Santiago from Mesa, Arizona. And he says SB 1070 is causing all kinds of problems, especially what it's causing is racism. And this is the card that we're doled out. It's like the Joker in the pack. Every single time something comes up that's tough, racism, racism, racism. Do I think some people are prejudiced and have racism running through their veins, whether we're talking about this situation or others? Of course, I'm not an idiot, but I don't think it's created hatred among the people. Am I wrong? Do I have blinders on? I lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico, live in Texas, lived in California, lived in the border states, started to see what was happening, started to see the erosion, spent time with the Border Patrol, looked at all angles, all sides of this. And it's a lousy, lousy deck of cards, by the way, because really, do you want to pack up all the, tell all the housekeepers to get out after they've been with a family for so long? Of course not. But the problem is, everybody also forgets to mix into this the gangs, the problems with that, the drugs, all that other stuff that has come in. That's why a lot of people, frankly, have left Arizona, because it's not the Arizona that they know. It's very tough for the cops to enforce what they have to enforce. I mean, that's what has happened and is happening in other places. So the Supreme Court decision has mammoth effects. But think of this. It's the money again. The feds versus the state. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. All right, I'm going to move to something else that is, it's shocking, I guess, to realize it, but I don't think it's a stunner for any of you listening to my voice right now, driving around, wherever you're driving around in America. Would you be shocked to know that for most of you, if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, probably you're not going to see Social Security or Medicare? And I'm going to say you're not shocked by that. In fact, depending on what you believe, Medicare's hospital insurance fund, they say, will run out of money in 2024. Well, we knew that. That's what they said before, because Medicare spending is continuing to rise and all that sort of stuff. And they say all of the funds, basically Social Security's finances, all of it is going to run dry just a little bit beyond 2024. In fact, the TurboTax man, Tiny Tim, Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, had this to say about Medicare.
In 2033, incoming revenues and trust fund resources will be insufficient to maintain the payment of full benefits. After that time, dedicated funds will be sufficient to cover about three-quarters of full benefits.
Okay, so three-quarters of full benefits. Boy, I hope that all of you are entrepreneurs with businesses that are flowing and thriving, because it's the truth. And do you want to look down the road and realize just how awful this has become, especially if you're reliant on this, or at least a chunk of your golden years is dependent upon Social Security, Medicare, because the whole thing of the pensions and the gold watches is not so prevalent these days. We know that. You know, ask Generation Y. Ask any of the Gen Xers and anybody else, what's the future hold? And, you know, not to take a negative twist on everything, but it's just the reality of it smashing against all of us. And Tim Geithner's flat out saying it. So he is saying it. He's saying this annual report came out, and what we're seeing is if Social Security and Medicare funds ever become exhausted, the nation's two biggest benefit programs would collect enough money in payroll taxes to pay partial benefits. Well, I don't know about you, but you used to get that thing in the mail, the little flyer that told you, if you retire at this age, this is how much you'll be making, and then listed all the years what you had made. I'm in favor, because I think it's going to be like Hunger Games for adults. I'm in favor of getting the check now. The problem is that the money's not there to cut the check for all of us. If I had to make a choice versus pass that around, I would take my chances myself. I would say, whatever I've put in, just send it back to me. But that won't happen because this money, all of our money, has already been spent and is funding the current people who are relying on it. So the whole thing that we've heard, I think I've heard this now for the past 10 years, Social Security's not going to be there, Social Security's not going to be there. Really, it's not going to be there. The cost of living adjustment is, you know, they didn't have it for the past 2 years, and they put it in this year, and, you know, what to do. And yet, instead, we're wrestling with spending more money trying to find out what the Secret Service did in Cartagena. We want every detail, every bloody detail. If we have to fly back there 10 times on our dime, on the taxpayers' money, but as long as we can exactly know what happened and spend millions of dollars doing it, then that's okay, because we're not going to worry about all this other important stuff like Social Security and Medicare and what people are paying in and what happens if they run dry. Then what do? I hate to sound sour, but hey, it is what it is. It is reality today. Send me your thoughts on the show, americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.